Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is internationally renowned artist Jacqueline Ripstein, who has inspired thousands of people all over the world through her highly vibrational art, books, self-awareness seminars, and workshops. We'll be discussing her new book, The Art of Healing Art, The Keys to Power and Awareness, today. So welcome, Jacqueline.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Well, we are happy that you are here with us. And tell our listeners a little bit about the invisible art techniques, what they are, and how you created them.
First of all, I've been an artist for 38 years. And one of my main concerns since I started doing the art has been to portray to humanity, you know, a way of seeing the light of God. And it's been from the start of my career. I'm self-taught, and I won a national contest when I was 12 years old. And even though it was not an easy path, you know, when you're self-taught, you have to kind of reinvent the wheel and learn, you know, by your own. But I think it's a path God wanted me to have, because every time I tried to get into schools, something happened. Something blocked me. And until I said, okay, no more trying with that. And the reality is that probably if I would have gone to school, I would have never created new techniques in art. I've created Art in Motion, which I patented 1982, and then I started in the research to show invisibility, to show people the light of God, and to show the light within each of us. And that was 1983, and I finally, you know, achieved it, and God gave me this gift in 1986. I patented the invisible art and light technique.
And Jacqueline, how do you perceive, or how does anyone perceive, the invisible in your art?
Well, one of the things is that they're oils or printed materials. So in the case that you're facing one of my oils, as you can see in the book, the painting will show you one image under normal light. And then when I put on the black light, another image appears that's invisible to your eyes. And then the third that I show is the mix of both lights together.
And what exactly is that invisible world that you are showing people who are looking or observing your art? What is that invisible world or message, and what have you seen in your art?
I've encountered, you make me laugh because it's so vast, you know. Imagine if what you see, or what we think we see, which is really limited, and we see so much. Imagine invisibility. It has layers and layers of dimensions, knowledge, wisdom, images, sounds, colors. It's really unbelievable. I've been working under the invisible since 1986, really. And under that vibration, I have been taken to encounter angels. And, you know, brought down many times, angels have seen, but not with a conscious mind. When I'm painting, I'm connected to that invisible world and not really connected to the visible. What I mean is, it's like when you're tapping into another dimension and I'm outside of my body.
And you mentioned vibration. What is, a high vibrational frequency? What do our listeners need to know about that?
Okay, there's two kinds. Well, there's many kinds of vibrations, but one of the things that I try to reveal in the book is we know that certain thoughts and feelings are, you know, low vibrational, but we need to be aware that everything is energy and everything is moving our lives, and energy is the basis of all life. And vibration is the way this energy moves. So if we are connected to the low, we move into the low. If we're connected to the high, we move into the high. In this case, the art comes from a connection of very high frequencies. As you know, it has been tested by different scientific people, and they had found that the frequencies that come out of my art are very strong and powerful, and they impact the body. In the case, for example, of the Meridian machine that Dr. Van Gogh did several testing 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after, you know, viewing my art. And what happens then is you get hit by those vibrations. And hit is not a word of hitting. I mean, approached by those vibrations. It's like with Mozart music. And your whole system picks it up and it picks you up.
Jacqueline, what last thing do you want to tell our listeners? What is it that you want them to take away from when looking at your healing art?
The first thing when they're looking, you know, at the art and the book of the art of healing art, I feel it's mainly inspiration to have a moment that could be an awakened moment through the images in the book, through the wisdom of it, or through my art, and change their lives into a higher level of living it.
Well, Jacqueline, that is absolutely beautiful, and I'd like to urge our listeners to check out Jacqueline Ripstein and, of course, her new book, The Art of Healing Art, The Keys to Power and Awareness, on her website, which is theartofhealingart.com. That's theartofhealingart.com. So thank you, Jacqueline, so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
It's been wonderful, and thank you, and God bless.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.